Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. The river otter, fun-loving, frisky, and free-spirited. And now, after a 50-year absence, these charming creatures are back home in Indiana. The river otter is an amphibious member of the weasel family. Their bodies are long and streamlined, with short webbed feet and a powerful tail perfect for swimming. The otter's amazing predatory prowess in hunting its prey is aided by several adaptive features. Its valve-like nose and ear flaps seal out water when it dives. Its sensitive whiskers help it to find slower-moving fish in murky water. And its eyes are situated atop its head, allowing it to survey the water surface for danger while remaining unnoticed. Ripples on the water's surface or a mudslide along a riverbank are often the only clues to a river otter's presence. Mostly nocturnal, they tend to shy away from humans, and rightly so. Unregulated trapping, water pollution, and habitat loss led to the departure of river otters from the Indiana landscape by the 1940s. So much so that the river otter was added to Indiana's endangered species list. As water quality improved and habitats were restored, the state initiated the River Otter Reintroduction Program. Over 300 otters were reintroduced to watersheds in the northern and southern parts of the state. These amusing mammals now occupy 66 counties and 15 watersheds in Indiana. The river otter was removed from the endangered species list in 2005.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana, dedicated to helping critters like the river otter make a reappearance in Hoosier waters. Information about Indiana's endangered species list is at nature.org/Indiana.